weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is it's 2017, and we're here to talk about you and your buckos and all points in between. We'll do markets, the economy, jobs, unemployment, tax. I do have to mention it's whatever the 12th, September the 12th, Tuesday, 2017. And thanks for being with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, throughout the state of Florida, I'm lucky, but we still had one of those days, and I'll explain in a second. But I must tell you, I hate the fact I was right. Key West has been bombed out. I don't know if you've seen pictures, but I know Key West very well. I haven't been there in a while, but I've been there many times. And there's no way that they could withstand what they withstood. And there's just a lot of damage done down there. And hopefully a lot got out. And, of course, the whole state. And I was looking at pictures at South Carolina. This Irma. I don't think there's going to be any babies named Irma in the next year, right? Anyway, wish I had, it's just a very, very, very tough storm. So my day, as you know, I stayed at a hotel for a couple of days. And by the way, as I speak, I'm in this neighborhood. I'm not going to mention the name of the neighborhood, but the second word in the neighborhood is woods. I posted a bunch of pictures on my Twitter feed, which, by the way, you can access by pressing the button at GaryK.com or go on Twitter, Gary Kaltbaum. And I have a house. I have big trees to the side of the house. I have big trees to the front of the house. I have big trees to the back of the house. We got 100-mile-per-hour winds. If any of those trees decided on the sides of the house to go inward, look out. If the trees in the back of the house decided to go towards the house, look out. And if the trees in the front of the house decided to go, you get the point. The biggest of big trees at my house went down. And you can see the pictures, and when you see the pictures, you see what I'm talking about. And I actually put up some videos on Twitter. Not one hit my house. I don't know whether you call that intervention, whatever the word is. We got lucky. Woke up this morning. Went to work because we were told everything's great and the building was fine. Got there, and lo and behold, the internet's working. Phones are working. I'm with Bright House. I don't mind telling you. And at around 10:20, boom, all went down until the second Bright House is down, I guess in a bunch of areas of downtown Orlando. So I had an issue because got to do a radio show, got to get internet, and a lot of, just so you know, cell phone not working in a lot of places, a lot of power still down around Central Florida. And I'm in a neighborhood, by the way, where I think there's about 100 homes, and I think 8 of us are still down. And finally, I found a hotel near my house. I'm in it now. Internet's working so far. And that's how we're doing radio show at this point in time. So that was the day-to-day scrambling around all over the place, and I have lots to cover. I've got to do Apple. I've got to do Hillary Clinton. I got to do the bank stocks. Got a real good potential insider play and whatever else. But our hearts go out. First off, unfortunately, Texas is now off the front page. It's Florida. But Texas was hurt much, much worse. Florida's just a wider swath. But I drove 30 miles on I-4 today, and yeah, there was damage done, but nothing like Texas. But for whoever's been affected in any of these weather events, our heart goes out to you. Fingers crossed that your family is safe. I know there was some deaths. I think they totaled 13 or 14 in Florida. And we wish everybody well, and hopefully we can get through hurricane season, no more of this. That's that. Apple, new iPhone today. And I believe a watch. And the interesting thing, they're all celebrating this watch, and their watch didn't do very well, by the way. So I don't know what they think they're going to do with another watch. And I just want to let you know that the new iPhone is going to cure your baldness, mow your lawn, paint your house, wash your car, take you to 7% body fat, erase pimples, and if you want to fly, maybe, just maybe, going to let people fly. It's a frickin' phone, and everybody's going crazy. Now, the interesting thing is, it's going to cost like over a G. That's going to be interesting to see if people buy it. I'm not even going to get into what the new things are. There was one, I think it was face recognition. That's one, yay, whoopee-doo. Wireless charging. Am I right in saying that? I don't know. I didn't really read the whole thing. I'll do that tonight. When you all have a chance, go on the web and see what they said the iPhone's now going to do for you. Yippee, yay, yay, and all that stuff. But again, just remember, it's a phone, and it's an internet thing, and it takes you to places and apps and stuff, and the watch lets you read your heart, and great, terrific, fabulous. Hope they sell a billion of them. And that's the story on the iPhone. What else do I want to do first before we get into the markets in our next segment? $20 trillion of debt we have hit. But don't worry, everything's okay. Just letting you know. I know my listeners. I know my demographics. I have liberals. I have socialists. I have Republicans. I have conservatives. I have moderates. I have libertarians. I have black. I have white. I have Asian. I have a big Asian audience. I got tons of listeners in Japan. Not so sure of China. I got Europeans. I got a bunch of listeners in Ireland. And I can go on and on and on. You all need to know, it should not at this point matter what party you are, who you like, who's your fan, who you're a fan of. I hate Trump. I love Trump. I hate Bernie Sanders. I love Bernie Sanders. They have spent $20 trillion more than they took in. And may I say, we've sent them more than plenty. You should all be so pissed off at every one of these people. Now, Trump's only been there 6 months. We'll give him the opportunity to right the ship. So he gets a complete incomplete. But Obama, Bush, Bill Clinton, every senator, every congressman, every budget director, every single one of them that have been around throughout all this time is guilty of spending $20 trillion more than taken in. Is it any wonder that central banks have taken rates down to zero and printed money to keep rates there? Why? You know how fast this $20 trillion goes up if they ever lose control of rates? And by the way, last year, $470 billion to pay the interest on all this. Down the frickin' toilet. That $470 billion cannot help the homeless, the downtrodden, the poor, the disabled, schools, runways, roads, bridges. Nothing. $470 billion a year, and that's why I shoot the finger, the middle one, at every one of these politicians that get on TV and say, we need more money. We don't have enough. We got to do this. We got to do that. $470 billion last year down the toilet spent on interest on the debt that they all created. So I got news for you. Instead of being pissed off at each other and arguing with each other because you're Republican, Democrat, liberal, you should start getting pissed off at all these politicians because they're destroying the future. You need to know that. You don't know what's going to hit you. Up next, more on this than the whole market. Lots to talk about today. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. So I just want to finish up again by telling you again what I just told you. They're all full of it. They're all full of it. They don't care about you, the taxpayer. They have abused you. They have ripped you off. They really have destroyed the future. Just think of this as a business. We fund them. Every dime they spend is from us. They earn nothing. You need to understand, they earn nothing. Yet they've abused us, ripped us off, and now to the point where $470 billion last year goes to nothing because of what they've done throughout the years. And one's worse than the other. Bush was worse than Clinton. Obama worse than Bush. Obama gets the championship belt. And nobody says anything because the central bank has able to bubble up asset prices with their interest rates down. By the way, remember this. Creating money out of thin air. You know, they've been talking about rolling it back. You know what that means? They would have to sell into the market. Do you know what that means? I don't know. Do you know why they're doing it slowly? Because they could not sell $4.5 trillion into the market. It would crash overnight. That's why they have to do it slow. I get asked, but Gary, they stopped they didn't stop printing. They got Europe and Japan to pick it up and cover it. There's no way to roll any of this back. So I want to make sure you all recognize, liberal, conservative, you're all getting screwed by your own parties. And the counterparties. And they're all worse than each other. Why do you think I've been yelling and screaming to you Republicans out there how bad Boehner was? How bad Ryan is? How bad McConnell is? And of course, Pelosi, Reid, Schumer, and the rest of these dolts. And every day I watch another Republican on TV saying, we got to do something about the debt. And you know what I do immediately? I email that person. Well, why aren't you doing something about that debt? $20 trillion of debt. Again, let me repeat what that is. They have spent $20 trillion more than they have taken in from us. And you know why? Because we let them. We don't protest them and their debt. I don't see a million-person march on the Capitol about our debt. I see just protests of each other. Oh, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad. Well, I got news for you. all these people in Washington are bad, just some worse than the others. The worst being, of course, Bernie Sanders. But Bernie Sanders was a small piece of this little pie when it comes to the debt. This is on Obama, Bush, and Clinton. Well, wait a minute, Gary. Isn't it Congress that... And if I'm president and they bring me a budget that has a $600 billion deficit, I'm sending it back to them. But no, not one of them had the grapefruits to do it. Not one of them has had any commission whatsoever. Put together a committee, put together a commission, do anything. And look at what we're spending the money on and saying, wait a minute, what the hell are we doing here? What the hell are we doing here? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? What can we do better? What can we add? What can we subtract? No, never. You never hear anything. You know what you do hear, though? We need to raise taxes. We don't have enough money. We need infrastructure spending. Where are we going to get the money from? Well, $475 billion out the chute. That was your money. That's the money you could have been spending. You know when this would change? You know when this would change? When we throw all their arses out, every single one of these slime bags, and get somebody in there, and you know what get somebody in there does? Lobbyists? No more. You're done. Have a nice life. Anybody who takes in a lobbyist and does this, that, and the other thing, and gets a dinner because you did this, that, and you're gone. That'll never happen, though. That'll never happen. What else? You get trips? Nope, that's not happening. Nope. But they'll never change that either. Money in politics? You ever notice all the whining, complaining by the people who do the votes on money in politics? You ever notice they're all saying, we got to do something about all the money in politics? Well, guess who votes on that? They do. Do you ever see them voting about how much money is in politics? So they're a bunch of lying sacks of monkey crap. Every one of them. Remember, they're the ones who vote on this stuff that they're complaining about. We got to get money out of politics. Yeah, where's your vote? Do you all get this yet? Now, I'm bringing this up simply because we're at $20 trillion. And nobody says squat. But I'm telling you, and you can believe it or not, there will be a day of reckoning on the debt. It's all been covered because guess what? I don't necessarily blame Yellen, but Bernanke and Greenspan. Two frickin' misfits that get paid large money to do speeches when they are the miserable bubble makers. And they got Europe, Japan, the rest of these countries doing the same. They think they're heroes. Why? Because markets are up. But you know what happens to men and women that do too much steroids? Men lose their grapefruits. They get enlarged hearts and die. Or they have their bones go brittle with something called avascular necrosis. You have been warned and notified. Up next, full market wrap and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to
America is Talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
He comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
Welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Watch how quickly I'm able to give you everything you need to know about the markets. Let's do today's market wrap. you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Dow up 61, S&P up 8, NASDAQ up 22, NASDAQ 100 up 15. Advanced declines good, up down volume good. New highs picked up a little bit. A couple of stories of the day. The banks had another update today. It's simple. Interest rates on the long end move up, banks move up. Interest rates move down, banks move down. The thought process is if short-term rates stay the same and interest rates on the long end move up, their margins expand, profits go up, stocks go up, and that's what's happening here. All these financials are rallying up after getting cheese for a couple of weeks. The regionals are much weaker than the big guys. The only name that really is in shape here is Citigroup. Other ones have bounced up into trading ranges, but there's really no leadership whatsoever on the financials. Citigroup is really the only one I saw. Next. The S&P is edged out to new highs. NASDAQ 100 just about there. Dow just about there. And that brings along a bunch of stocks. It's still a 50-50 market, but the stuff that we gave you that's working continues to work, and pretty damn well. The Chinese ADRs, another good day. Another good day. You know the symbols, I've given them to you. You want to feel, again, SINA, YRD, YY, TTD, BABA, Alibaba, Baidu, BIDU, EDU, SINASOHUTA, this is what's working right now. Keep in mind, these are Chinese ADRs, and they can change, but right now they continue with the bid. And then you have these other names, Shopify, S-H-O-P, NVIDIA setting up again, Lam Research setting up again, Cognex. These are all names we mentioned, Adobe, ASM Lithography, ASML, Facebook, Apple. Though it was all over the map today, and now that's where I wanted. Netflix is setting up again. Tesla's setting up again with all their losses. And I do want to mention to you today, the NASDAQ was up like 25, then went to zero. It was like four stocks. Google was down. Amazon was down. Apple was up. And they moved all the way around. You could just see those three or four stocks moving. It's amazing to watch. They better all keep working. And just a much better tone overall. Once that Thursday, I believe, that was the day I told you I thought support had held. Followed through a little bit. Gapped up yesterday. Better day today. I keep reading why. I couldn't care less. Does not matter to me. Should not matter to you. The only thing, major indices, and this is the only thing that matters to me. You look at the spiders measuring the S&P, edges to new high ground. You look at the Dow. You can just look at the DIA. Almost there. Very close. Even the Russell's been playing a little catch-up, even though it remains weak. The transports, back above the 50-day moving average, even though it's really where it was last December, but better. The financials, which still are acting poorly, but the big financials held the 200-day, rallying up in a very tight range, going back about 9 months. The KRE, which is the regionals, they're gross. Forget about them. The industrials, XLI. Back above the 50-day yesterday, a little bit more today. The healthcare, XLV, new high ground. We told you about the breakout in the drug stocks. Biotech's already acting a little bit on the decent side. And we'll see what happens. All we can tell you is when major indices can edge out to new highs, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. So I hope you're taking heed on these. We're just telling you names with the strongest, this, that, and the other thing. Amgen breaks out. Doesn't have the growth I want, but it breaks out today. That's biotech. Caterpillar, another new high. Here's a new name, Wayfair, W. Finishes at new high today, volume more than three times average. Problem, they lose money. Internet, You buy it on the web, home furnishings and all kinds of stuff at Wayfair.com. MasterCard and Visa near new highs. Micron in the semiconductors, little breakout today. T. Rowe Price, so I'm just mentioning names. Looks break above 85 would be bullish. And by the way, that's an investment manager. Do I need to do more? Have I made my point? Facebook, setting up, needs to break through 175 for another breakout on that one. I did mention Caterpillar. In semiconductors, STM needs to pull back, though. To extend it, I take that one back. In the China ADRs, WUBA58.com, a break above 68, and you got another little flag breakout. And just some other stuff I found. Terex, construction machinery, breaks out today. Earnings down 7, revenues down 9. That's my problem with that one. You know we want growing earnings, but we're still reporting to you what's going on here. And that's it. Do I need to tell you more? Yeah, I got some more. U.S. Steel. I just want to let you know that U.S. Steel, we reported to you back in May. Some insiders bought a decent amount at around $19-$20. Stock has gone to $27. I don't know if you know that, like almost 50% since May. They're buying more stock here. And I would just pay attention to that. I always like when a stock is bought by insiders, it goes up, and they're buying more at higher prices. Doesn't mean it goes higher. It's just something we've seen in the past a lot. And we'll see what happens this time. But the symbol's X. You can check on it. And I think you can go to this website, insider.com, if you want to see who and how much. But it caught my eye. So we're telling you about it. And again, just because insiders buy does not mean the stock's going higher. Okay? It's just something we always like watching. And we've mentioned a bunch of names, not a lot, but a few names in the last couple of years. Remember Wynn's Resorts at $50 to $60? Steve Wynn bought $100 million of the stock. It's $146. Yeah, we told you about that one. So good tone. And notice I didn't mention all the bad areas. Because when the S&P breaks out, no biggie. That's we only care about the good areas. Now, mentioning the oils, they're doing better. I'm not buying bottoms. And maybe they're doing better because what's all the hurricanes. So the OIH went up. Now it's edged above the 50-day moving average. That's the oil services. The XLE, bigger oil, that's above the 50-day moving average because strong Chevron recently. Chevron's pretty strong for the between the rest of the oils. Okay? And there's the XOP, which is the Explorers. That hasn't really made the grade yet. So oils are helping the market out a little bit too here. But nah, not for me. Retail, nah, not for me. I was asked about Gap stores because it's acting strong. They're shutting a bunch of stores. I'm not so sure I'm buying into a company that's shutting stores. Somebody who's shutting stores means demand has gone south, not north. So we'll let you buy that, and we'll let that bypass us. And if we miss something that goes up, we stick to a strict, stiff discipline on growth. And we'll let that pass. Anyway, that's our major league thoughts of the day, covering a lot of stuff very quickly. How's that for market coverage? And again, North Korea, Harvey, Irma, Republican leadership, that's an oxymoron. The media trying to destroy a presidential administration 24/7. And the market's, again, higher. Why? We don't care. Thought? Still the most ridiculous easy monetary policy in the history of the world continues. That's what's going on here. Up next, more on the markets and whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. with Gary Kaufman.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. And by the way, just a great example. I was just watching TV, and they got Ari Fleischer on Fox News, on Bret Baier's show. I believe he is now a Fox News contributor, and I believe he was the press secretary to George Bush. Let me tell you what he just said. The $20 trillion of debt is in part because of government spending, in part, but also because of the low growth that we've had over the last 8 years under Obama, which was really in the ones. Not true. It is not in part. The debt is mostly because of the spending. The biggest bull market in history is government spending. It never goes down. If we would have just stopped 10 years ago, how much government spends every year to just raise it 3% a year 10 years ago, debt deficits would be much lower and the economy would have been stronger. Because more money and capital would have stayed in the economy. There is your quinella. It's two parts, but it starts with more capital. I use the word capital, not money. More capital staying in the economy, the real economy. You know what the real economy is? That's you and I deciding what we do with the money that we earn. That's number one. And you and I who run businesses keeping more of that money to invest and grow. That's when you get what I call a virtuous cycle. But we have not had one freaking hero in Washington, D.C. to stem this onrush, this tide of government spending. And the other BS... Oh, it's entitlements. No, it's not just entitlements. But is partly entitlements, and I'd be fixing that. As you know, what I think is Social Security, a complete Ponzi scheme. You put your money in 30 years ago. You're supposed to take it out for your retirement. No, they stole that money, and workers of today are giving you that money. It's a Ponzi. That's the definition of a Ponzi scheme brought to you by our government, who also, by the way, the government brings to you the wonderful, fabulous, horribly regressive tax on the poor, the lottery. Who do you think plays the lottery? Your millionaires and billionaires? Maybe when it gets big. But it's mostly your paycheck to paycheck people that are hoping and praying that they can win big and get off this little treadmill that they're on. And you know what they do? Like the Florida lottery. You know what their advertising used to be? You never know. You never know. It's just like, you ever see the Publishers Clearing House? Oh, $5,000 a week for life. Blown up. You know what the odds of winning that is? You can get hit by lightning 27 times. You'd have worse odds winning the Publishers Clearing House. Welcome to the Nut House. We want to roll back the Nut House. We want to put the strength back into you and your hard work and the businesses. They are failures, miserable failures, and we're only going to know it when the outcome happens. We had one in 07-08. And what did they do to fix that? The same thing that caused the problem in the first place, times trillions. You all need to know this. And by the way, this is not brilliance on my part. This is facts on my part. It is a fact what we're telling you. And I hope I am not alive when hell cometh in the markets again because of massive debt and deficits brought to you by the people hence mentioned. Serenity now. And remember my other motto. There's nothing bad as long as the markets are cooperating. But the markets are cooperating because of these same people that are printing tens of trillions of dollars around the globe in order to keep things propped up. What do you think happened if they have to sell those 20 trillion bucks of whatever? Oh! Very good day in the market yesterday and today. I don't have a complaint. When a major indice moves out to new highs, I have no complaints. When I can list to you more names, I have no complaints. But it's still a 50-50 market. And you need to understand that. You need to recognize it. And we will continue to let you know where the leadership is. And continue to try and keep you out of the bad places. Like Opiant Pharmaceuticals that just came out and dropped $14 to $36 today. Has no sales. And you know what they do with the market cap. That's what we'll keep on doing. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. Wish me luck. I have no idea where I'm going to be tomorrow. And when you get home, do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
This clean edit of Investor's Edge created by Stu Lander. Follow me at twitter.com/STOOLANDER.